You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
A police shooting, a suspect dead, cell phone video, and rising tensions on the streets, this time of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Protesters gathered outside a Baton Rouge convenience store last night, outraged over the shooting of Alton Sterling, a 37-year-old man selling CDs in the parking lot of the Triple S Food Mart. Police were called to the location after reports of a man with a gun. When police arrived there, there was an altercation, and Sterling was shot and killed. Witnesses captured it on camera.
They shot him.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said the video is disturbing, to say the least, and the Department of Justice will investigate the shooting, he said. Baton Rouge Police Chief Carl DeBody Jr. told reporters at a news conference that Alton Sterling was armed and that his department will work with the community and with the Department of Justice.
Through the investigation conducted by the U.S. Attorney and assisted by the Louisiana State Police and the FBI, we will be comprehensive into taking into account any and all evidence, including full audio and video from both officers' body cameras, dashboard cameras, and any other video that we have obtained, such as those that have circulated online, as well as statements from numerous witnesses who were present and on the scene. Despite the events that we are here for this morning, I want to remind everyone that we have hundreds of officers that risk their lives every single day and have a very difficult job, and we will continue to work in this community and for this community throughout this event.
Maya Lau is a reporter for The Advocate and joins me from Baton Rouge. Welcome, Maya.
Hi, thank you.
What would you say is the racial issue right now, both in terms of the incident and the way it's being perceived in the community?
Well, of course, you have the situation of a black man being killed by what we believe are white officers. And this happened in an area of town known as North Baton Rouge, which is predominantly black. It's a part of town that's seen as neglected. And so there's that element as well.
And is this a frequent occurrence in Baton Rouge? Is there the kind of tension that we've seen in Chicago that exploded in the case that was videotaped and became public?
I've been here a little over a year. I've never seen this level of raw activism here. Local leaders, especially law enforcement, will talk about how lucky we are to not have the problems that happen in other places. So no, this is not something that we've really seen before.
So activists in town are shocked and fearful of what might happen.
Yeah, I mean, the protests went on until at least 3 a.m. last night. There's more demonstrations or possibly gatherings. We don't know how volatile it'll get tonight, but I'm sure that people will be out there. There's definitely gatherings planned in front of the stores. So the mood is still tense and people are talking about this a lot.
And the cell phone video that is really the evidence in this case, as far as the court of public opinion is concerned, that could be matched by body cams that the officers had?
It could be. However, when or if we'll ever see those body camera footage, that remains unclear. Obviously, if there's an ongoing investigation, if there's ever a trial in this case, I mean, that footage would be considered part of the ongoing investigation. So the fact that we got cell phone footage is extremely rare this early in a story like this.
And what's your assessment of the cell phone video?
You know, I think that it has really changed the way that this story has taken off. If not for that cell phone footage, you would have eyewitness accounts and nothing more. Like any video, it doesn't show absolutely everything that you would possibly want to see. So there's the lingering question of where was Alton Sterling's other hand and was it reaching for something? Was it not doing anything? We don't know that. But what you do see is you do see an officer appearing to fire directly into his chest, and that's pretty striking.
Maya Lau is a reporter for The Advocate in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you so much, Maya.
Thank you.
So, hey, folks, you got a little We Shall Overcome singing away in your soul these days. Is the summer of 16 likely to be a summer of protest music, old and new? We are doing a series on all this called People Get Ready, and we suspect you are ready. We will hear in Free Speech America later this hour, a song for Donald Trump. But we asked you to write your own very own four-line protest tune, Washington, Pennsylvania. If you give everyone an oil drill, will there be less pollutant? If you give everyone a big gun, will there be less shooting?
This is Steve Trimble from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Here is my four-line protest song. Don't blame the poor. Don't blame the brown people. The troubles are your own. Don't know how good you got it.
This is Joshua Cohen from Martinez, California. Hillary haters sang that song, said Trump will win, it won't be long. Then came November, the tide overwhelmed. The election was over, they were wrong, wrong, wrong.
Nice. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can follow us on Twitter at The Takeaway, and you can ask me anything on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at The Takeaway. Ask me anything and I'll get back to you. If I'm not overwhelmed with more songs, here's another one from a listener who went for some extra credit.
A protest rap song by Randy Sanders of St. Helens, Oregon. Land of the semi-free, home of the rave. Democracy is so bleak, it's impossible to save. Science is mocked. Education's in the dump. Candidates from reality TV, and that's why we have Trump.
USA! USA!
The shining city on a hill is in serious decay.
USA! USA!
We have nothing to fear but America itself. And I'm moving to Norway.
You get your extra credit, and this is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org.